Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on the second weekend of the month. Last week we lost a music legend. Country star Mickey Gilley passed away, and Mickey was a friend of ours for many years, so we're going to play one of the last interviews that we did with him as a tribute to the Urban Cowboy. Also on the show with a new book called The Crash Detectives, Christina Groney. We'll chat about RVing this summer with Valerie Joy Wilson. Neil Giraldo, the husband of Pat Benatar, are going to be here. They're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class 2022. Kurt Smeaton will be joining us. You got a new show called Children Ruin Everything. Brian Lazarte and Lee Hernandez have a show coming up called The Big Con. This is really an interesting program. And then Tamika Cherry will be talking about summer travel fun. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause when we come back. A tribute to the Urban Cowboy.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Back with Ron Segi today. Last week we lost a musical icon and a country legend, Mickey Gilley. Mickey was a friend of mine for many, many years. And as a tribute to him, I'm going to play one of the many interviews that we did together over the past 30 years. He used to come down here to Orlando and visit with me often. And now, my friend, the Urban Cowboy.
If I sent a rose to you, well, every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses.
And we are back, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. And that is the voice of a friend of our show for many, many years. It's always nice having him on the program. And, in fact, he used to come down often to Orlando, and we'd do shows at the Universal Studios in front of a live studio audience. But he's here right now with a lot of news, the man that keeps going and going and going, the Urban Cowboy himself, Mr. Mickey Gilley. Hey, Mickey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, I'm doing fine. I'm having a great time with the Urban Cowboy music.
The last time we talked, and I couldn't believe this, it was right after you got back on your feet after moving that couch and hurting yourself so badly. And then last year, I was shocked to hear that you were in an automobile accident, but now you're back on tour with Johnny Lee and things are good. But be safe, Mickey, whatever you do.
Hey, you know what? I should have been gone a long time ago. I lost my friend of mine that I worked with for 17 years at in Branson, Joey Riley. He died of colon cancer at 43.
Yeah.
And here I am, and I've endured heart surgery, brain surgery, back surgery. My appendix exploded, two airplane crashes, and then a car rolled over three times, and I'm still here.
My
I guess the good Lord is looking out over me. I don't know.
Well, apparently he likes what you're doing because he's keeping you here to entertain all of us. I saw a picture of the car that rolled over and you actually sitting on the side of the road. And then you went into a campaign, I think, with the state police with regards to wearing your safety belt and the importance of it. Was that not the case?
Absolutely. The safety belt actually saved my life. When the car rolled over and it landed on this on the roof, and I'm hanging on the safety belt, my son released the safety belt and I fell to the roof of the car. And then had some people that stopped and they pulled me out of the car. And I was reading the window while I was sitting on that side of the road there.
Yeah.
It was a miracle that I made it through that. But it was a miracle, too, that my son jerked the wheel left when that guy pulled out in front of us because we hit him on the left side of the car. If we'd have went right straight into him, I'd probably been gone, and my son, and also the guy that we ran into, would probably been gone too, because it was a 2016 Cadillac, and we'd hit him right broadside. I thought he was going to stop, but if my son hadn't jerked the wheel to the left, we would have hit him right in the side of his door.
I couldn't believe
it. We all made it out alive, and that was a blessing.
When I heard the news, I told everybody here at the network, I just can't believe this is happening to Mickey. Poor guy, in a matter of a few years, had so many things happen to him. But I'm glad you're feeling good right now, and I understand that Saturday night at the Deerfield Inn and Casino in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, you were bestowed with the honor of the Calgary White Hat, which is an extremely honorary type of presentation, is it not?
That was so awesome, you know, and I refer to it as like receiving the Stone Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
That was incredible that they honored me with that, because they don't honor everybody with it, you know. I think Oprah Winfrey has got in, and I think Mick Jagger, and I don't know how, and some presidents got it, but that was just awesome.
I understand the Dalai Lama even got it. That's pretty good company. A couple of presidents, Oprah Winfrey, the Dalai Lama. Holy
yeah.
Man, any apostles or anything like that got involved?
That was really quite an honor. I don't mind telling you. I mean, I've had a lot of things happen to me in my career. You know, I got to play for two presidents. I played for President Ronald Reagan, President George Bush Sr. I got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I got to do a lot of different things. I got to do a USO tour, which was very rewarding for yours truly. And all these things, you know, all the accolades are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, to come out of a little small town in Louisiana and have two famous cousins that I tried to follow in the music business, and finally, in 1974, broke through with Room Full of Roses. It's just been an incredible ride.
It really has. But you often said to me, it's amazing not only with all the mishaps that you've had in your life that you are able to, you know, live with two famous cousins who certainly are very visible and have the reputation of their own, Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart, for those people who may not know that. Mickey, I go down the list of things that you've done. I'm just going to touch the tip of the iceberg, my friends, okay? This is unbelievable. 39 top country hits, 17 reaching the number one spot. ACM Entertainer of the Year, Top Male Vocalist, Song of the Year, Single of the Year, Album of the Year, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Appeared in, of course, Urban Cowboy alongside of John Travolta. Has been in television, Murder, She Wrote, Fall Guy, Fantasy Island, Dukes of Hazzard, Open, of course, Gillies. And the list goes on and on and on. Now you have Gillies in Pasadena, Texas, and you also have your Shanghai Theater in Branson, Missouri. This from a man who one time worked in a shop or
I did
something.
Construction work.
Construction work,
in Houston, making $1.25 an hour.
Yeah.
When my cousin Jerry Lee came into town with a whole lot of shaking, and that's when I threw my hat in the ring and made my first recording. And out of all things, the first recording I made was a couple of songs I wrote back when I was just a kid, you know, in 1957. And one song was called Ooh Wee Baby, and one side was called Tell Me Why. And 50-plus years later, the Yoplait Yogurt Company used the song Ooh Wee Baby in a commercial.
Yeah.
And paid me $52,000 for that particular song.
Really?
I spent $200 to record back in 1957.
Holy man.
I'll give you a little musical trivia right here, too.
Okay.
The guy playing drums on that recording session was Johnny Bush.
Was it really?
So I thought you might get a kick out of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He played drums on that particular recording session in 1957.
Isn't that amazing?
And in 1959, now, I had my first chart record in Houston, and the guy playing bass guitar in the recording session was Kenny Rogers.
Wow. Wow.
So,
unbelievable.
So I've been around a long time. I mean, I was there when Mickey Newberry wrote What Condition My Condition Was In. And I asked him, I said, what are you smoking or drinking when you wrote this song?
You know, I never knew that. I knew Mickey Newberry did the arrangement of American Trilogy, I think.
Yes.
But I didn't know he did that that song for the first edition. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Well, Kenny recorded it. And when he played it for me, I swear, at the same little recording studio where I would cut Room Full of Roses. But he came in one morning, and he had this 12-string guitar, and he said, what do you think about this song? And he did that song, What Condition My Condition Was In. And I'm thinking, where in the world did he come up with this, you know? And lo and behold, next thing I knew, Kenny Rogers had it, and it was a big record for Kenny.
Oh, yeah, huge, with the huge record.
Yeah.
You know, they always say that people have to reinvent themselves in this business. The thing I admire so much about you, Mickey, is the fact that so many people want to get in show business, and all they want to be is part of the show, and they don't know that 90% of it is the business, of which you know, okay? And a lot of the reasons, I think, is the fact that you have... hadn't really had to reinvent yourself because you stay close to the game. You know where your target market is. You know where the people who love what you do. And that's who you stay with. And I think that is a remarkable thing to do in this business. It's tough artistically,
well,
but you do it.
I tell you, what I've tried to do, I've tried to create a group together. Like, I got a seven-piece band, two girl singers, and I think I pay them quite well to travel with me, and I try to represent the music industry as close as I can to the recordings they've heard on the air. Because I think that's very important, you know. If they want to hear a Room Full of Roses, I want to do it as close as I can. Even though my hands are not working, I found a keyboard player that could play Mickey Gilley style, and not only does he play Mickey Gilley style, but he plays Ronnie Milsap and Neil Sedaka, and he plays, I mean, he's just a fabulous keyboard player. And so he's on the road with me, and I try to make the music sound as close as I can to the recordings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's really all about. At the present time, me and Johnny Lee are doing some urban cowboy music, and we're starting to travel around the country presenting, you know, the soundtrack and the film, The Urban Cowboy. And we've been having a blast doing this, too. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, you said something about doing the song the way the people remember it, and that's so important. So many times, I think, an artist, they get tired of doing the song themselves, so they do it in an arrangement that makes them feel good, but the audience says, hey, that didn't sound like the song, and you don't do it that way, and that's a great asset to your show.
You know what? I try to do the song as close as I can to the recording. And I do a little spoof on my cousin Jerry Lee every now and then. I'll do a little kickoff on Great Balls of Fire. And then I'll say, you know, shame on you. I said, that's a rock and roll tune. I said, but this is a country music show. And I'll say, y'all have any idea what's on the flip side of Great Balls of Fire? And, you know, every now and then somebody will say, you win again. And I said, you got it. And I'm going to do it as close as I can to his record. And the keyboard player kicks it off just like Jerry Lee on the piano. And we play the whole thing exactly like we, as close as we can to his recording. Because I think it's a classic the way he did that song.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Mick, can you stay around with us for a little bit more?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, my longtime friend, Mickey Gilley. And Mickey Gilley and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
And if I took the battles, I would tear them all apart. If it tearing up the roses, just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you'll be living, and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! Now the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. Now the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angels.
I love that song, no doubt about it. That, of course, I just really do, Mickey. I have to tell you something, okay? For the past 5 or 6 years, I've been touring with memories of songs with a 15-piece orchestra and some backup singers. And I do that song in the show, and I dedicate it to you. And I have to tell you, that song goes over so well. People love it. I love doing that song.
Well, you know what? It's because it's such a true story.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I tell the story in the show, you know, because I was traveling at the time with Conway Twitty, and I tell the story in the show. I said, I took the song out with me by the writer, and it was, he's strumming the guitar and singing the song. And so I played it for my friend Conway Twitty, because at the time, Conway had more number one songs than he had on the planet, and I wanted to get his his opinion on what he thought about the song. I said, let's do these lyrics. And he looked at me when the song got through, and he says, no, I don't think you need to do this one. And I said, why? He said, don't you know the ladies buy the most records? Okay. He said, well, think about it. You're putting them down, talking about them getting better looking at closing time. I said, but let me tell you something, Conway. My drinking buddies will love this song because it's a true story.
Yeah, it is. It is a true story.
So I recorded it, and then the ladies started coming to me, and then it dawned on me that the guys started looking better than me closing time. So it works both ways.
I mean, the song just cooks. And your piano part in it. You know, you mentioned before you found a piano player that can play like you do. How did you ever do that? Because there's nobody that can tinkle those ivies like you, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you, after I had the accident, I went on a search to try to find somebody that could play that style of keyboard. Just so happens I went down and I played a show with my friend Mo Bandy.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy was on the stage playing piano. And I was listening to him and I said, gee, my knee, he's a great keyboard player. So I walked over to him and I said, you know, if you ever looking for another gig, let me know, you know. Sure enough, I get a call from him and he says, you're interested in me coming to work with you? And I said, absolutely. I mean, he is just one unbelievable keyboard player. He plays the piano as good, if not better, than what I played.
Wow, that's going up there on the scale. Tell us about this tour with the Urban Cowboy Reunion Tour. That's you and Johnny Lee. By the way, how is Johnny feeling these days? He okay?
I think Johnny's doing pretty good. He's good. In his 70s now. We came up with the idea when we played Branson. We filled in for Mel Tillis. Of course, Mel passed away.
Yes.
I'm missing a dear friend,
yeah.
and a great country artist, Mel Tillis. He got ill, and Mr. Clay Cooper called and said, would you like to fill in for Mel Tillis? And so I'm thinking I'm doing Mel a favor, you know, until he gets well. All of a sudden, Johnny Lee called me and said, you go do that show at Branson. I want to do it with you. And I said, this is perfect. And the people really got off to it. And so we said, we need to carry this and do it in more different places. So that's what we've been doing. And we've been having a lot of success. We played Kendall, Louisiana, the Cachado Casino, several weeks back. And they got this great big building there. It seats anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000 people. And I walked out and I saw this. And I said, my God, who do they think they booked here? George Strait or Garth Brooks or what? We don't have a prayer to fill this place up. We sold out.
Did you?
It was
really?
On account of the urban cowboy music.
Yeah.
Oh. These people out there dancing at 25 and 30 years old, and they weren't even born when we did that film.
Yeah.
It's been 38 years.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, you know, but it's a legend. It's a cult type of film, you know. I mean, if you don't see Urban Cowboy, it's like not seeing a movie by the Marx Brothers, you know. You're really out of it if you've never seen it, you know.
It's got some great music in it. Oh. Hello, Texas, you know, Stand By Me, Looking for Love, Could I Have This Dance, Don't It Make You Want to Dance. It's got all these tunes in it, you know.
Yeah.
Orange Blossom Special. It's got some great music in it.
Yeah.
And it's such a variety, you know. And one of my favorite songs, you know, the Boss Gags, Love What You Did to Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just got some great music in it.
The tour, it's going on, but you're going to play some dates in Branson, too, from what I understand, over there at the Shanghai Theater.
I sold my theater to a group from China, and they want to keep my name on it, so I'm going to call it the Mickey Gilly Shanghai Theater. Fine with me, you know, do whatever you want to. I'm going in this fall, and Johnny Lee and I are going to be working together, and we'll do the Urban Cowboy music at the end of the show. And it keeps the band, you know, so they don't lose their touch of what we're doing, you know.
Sure.
The more you do something, the better you get at it.
That's right, exactly right. Well, in the days when you were playing Branson a lot, and it was the case with all the guys there at the time, Andy Williams, Bobby Vinton, Tony Orlando, everybody was telling me they loved the fact that you didn't have to get on a bus and go to the next town. You had the lights, the sound, everything down pat, and when the guys went up on stage, including yourself, you were rested, put on a great show. It's a lot different than traveling 150 cities a year.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct, and I got to play golf every day.
Yeah.
I got to do the shows at night. I got to fly my airplane, and I was having a wonderful time in my life. But, you know, like everything, it all changes in time. I'm looking forward to going back in there the spring and the fall and having a great time with the audience. It's not about the money. It's about the music.
That's
what I tell everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're doing something you like, the money will come, they say. And I'm going to either see you in the fall or next spring because I'm going to be going up there doing my show, too. But do you miss not flying, Mickey? I know that was a great love of your life.
Well, I tell you what I did. Since I lost my medical, I put my son through flying school. And he has now got his license. And I can fly the airplane with him because he's legally to fly because he's got a medical and everything.
Right.
But he's a VFR pilot. Of course, you know,
wow.
I've got an instrument rating and I've got a commercial rating, multi-engine rating. But I've got the knowledge. I bought a 182, which is a single-engine airplane. I'm not flying again. I made my first flight a few days ago from Philadelphia, Mississippi to LaPorte. I had to shoot an approach into LaPorte. And after 9 years of not flying, I did pretty good.
Well, you landed. That's about the best as you can get, right?
Hey, any landing you walk away from is a good landing. Let me tell you.
That's right.
I told the guy that I flew with for many, many years, I said, you know what? You taught me everything I wanted to know about aviation except how to crash. I learned that on my own.
All you got to do is say, I landed, and hey, you're a success as far as everybody's concerned, right?
But I said, you know, if you ever have a problem with your landing gear, and call me. I've got the experience.
Well, I know. You're a great flyer, great entertainer, but you got to do me a favor, my friend, okay? Never retire.
If somebody asked me the other day, you know, why don't I retire? And I said, you know what? When I fall dead on stage, you can say you died happy.
Right. That's exactly right. I once asked that question to Steve Allen, and he said, retire to what? You know, what's there to retire to when you do what you love? If you're working back on construction, you might want to retire, but not doing what you're doing because everybody loves you for doing it, and you love doing it. So that's a perfect combination.
I love to have the camaraderie that we have with the audience. I love to go out and do the meet and greet. I don't call it an autograph session. I tell everybody, look, there's going to be a meet and greet now. It's going to take some time. If you want to take a picture, if you want to say hi, you know, if you want to talk to me, I'm available.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all really about. And when they come through, you know, and they tell us, you know, they really enjoy the show and things like that, it makes me feel great.
Right, right. No, there's no doubt. Well, Mickey, you're one of the best in the business, not only on stage but off stage, too. I'm glad that we're talking. I'm glad that you're doing well. Everything, as Ed McMahon used to say, that you want to know about Mickey Gillies on Gillies.com. Mickey, thank you, my friend.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you in Branson.
I'm looking forward
already.
To it. Okay, I'm going to be doing that. Thanks, Mickey.
You got my phone number. Call me anytime.
You can't get away. I'll find you. Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Mickey. Mickey Gillies has been our guest. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever find in this business and a friend of ours for many, many years. Well, there you have it. One of the very last interviews that we did with our friend Mickey Gilly, who we lost last week. He was always so full of excitement and ready for the next venture. He was truly one of a kind. Rest in peace, my friend, the Urban Cowboy. This is Ron Sedgy. We'll be right back with more.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York are investigating a mass shooting that took place at a Tops Market. In a tweet, officials wrote that several people have been hit by gunfire and that the shooter is in custody. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she is closely monitoring the situation and have offered assistance to local officials. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell visited Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He and a delegation of Republican senators now joined the list of American leaders who have made the pilgrimage to show support for Ukraine, joining First Lady Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weeks earlier. Back in the States, the Senate is working to pass a $40 billion emergency military and humanitarian aid package for the country. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher on Friday, despite another losing week on Wall Street overall. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And our next guest is extremely interesting, and her book is just that, too. The subject matter sometimes isn't always a subject that you want to talk about. The name of the book is The Crash Detectives, Investigating the World's Most Mysterious Air Disasters. Joining us right now is its author, and also she's a reporter for The New York Times, ABC News, Air and Space Magazine, and the popular blog Flying Lessons, Christine Negroni.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. I have to tell you that I devoured this book. And you and I probably have a lot in common because I know that as a child, your dad used to take you to the end of the runway in Miami to watch all the planes come in and take off. And I can remember my father in a small town in Pennsylvania doing the very same thing to me, getting me hooked very early on airplanes. But you've taken it a step further and over the past 20 years investigating air crashes. This is a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about. And we're going to talk about it today.
Okay. Before we're done, I'm going to leave you with the point that this is not a downer. This book is not a downer. Mm-mm. This is an upper. This book is an upper.
Right. Well, I'm a fan, and I shouldn't say it that way because it sounds grotesque, but Air Emergency, Why Planes Crash on NBC, Air Disasters, only because of the fact, and people think I'm crazy because they say, why do you watch these? Doesn't it scare you? And I'm not the best flyer in the world. But what I find, Christine, is the more you know about this equipment, the better you can understand it. And I think when you are up there at 37,000 feet at 600 miles an hour, you need to understand at least some of the principles, not just, hey, how did this happen?
Right.
How did you get involved with some of these great investigations? Because, you know, they find out how a 747 crashes with something the size of your baby fingernail.
And sometimes it's true. You know, it's a CSI of the air, basically. I mean, the way accidents are investigated and that all of the contributing sciences that go into air accident investigations, it's physics, it's chemistry, it's electrochemistry and magnetics, it's psychology and human performance, it's ergonomics, it's a lot of things, and they all come together, and that's what I find so fascinating, and I suspect that's why you like it so much, is because it's not simple. It's complex, but ultimately logical. And if you can boil it down to this happened because of these logical series of events, I think it does give you some control back. So you don't feel like I'm hurtling through the air in this great, like, magic of an airplane. It's not magic. It's completely logical. It goes with the laws of physics. And, you know, and I think understanding that's your way of sort of coping with aviation is that you realize that, you know, the more I know about it, the more sense it all makes. I think that's a sensible way to go at it.
Well, and I also think that you have to appreciate the fact that all of the things that occur in a flight are so well gone over and still the safest way to travel. I mean, the problem with airline crashes is they gain so much notoriety because it's such a catastrophic event. 200 people, 150 people, 17 people, where you have more people dying on a weekend on highways. You just don't hear about it because it's one, two, three at a time.
Yes, because they die one at a time.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's exactly correct.
Yeah.
It's exactly correct. And plus, we only hear about the big events. You know, an airliner crashes and 70 people die. Trust me, everyone hears that news. But they don't hear the news necessarily when an airplane lands with no gear and it skids to safety. Okay, it might make the evening news, but you don't hear about that accident. You don't hear about the turbulence event in which three people might have gotten, you know, bumped around, but everybody landed and everything was fine. But those are the bulk. Those non-fatal events are the bulk of accidents, and the reason they're the bulk of accidents is because we've learned how to handle even situations when they go awry. So at the beginning of our conversation, Ron, I said my book is not a downer. This is why, because there's a big section at the end of the book where I talk about how we learn from the success, the Sullenbergers of the world. Sullenberger, while he did write a lovely blog, a lovely blurb for my book, he's not in my book. And that's intentional, because Sullenberger is not the only person out there who pulls the fat out of the fire. And in the end of my book, I interview six airline pilots who had remarkable saves, near catastrophes averted. And they were averted by one thing, the quick thinking, novel problem solving skills of the people in the front of the airplane. It's such an important lesson. Why? Not because your chances of being on one of those near disasters is so great, but because I think all of us in our daily lives and everything we do, radio hosting, writing books, being a parent, we can learn from success that in ways that will make us all perform better in life. And that's the, when I said uplifting, that's the uplifting message in my book.
You know, we hear so many times about entertainers who are lost in airplane crashes. Luciano Pavarotti was in an airplane crash of a big airplane, I mean like a 707, and survived. That story never hit the headlines. I mean, these are things that are, you know, buried because it's not big news. But you talk about the chain of events. The result of an accident is never one circumstance. It's always a chain of events. And I know that to be the case because I watch all these television shows, okay? What amazes me is that how you come up with the different solutions, and you call it
Occam's Razor. Well, Occam's Razor. Philosopher. His philosophy was that simplicity really does matter. The things are much more likely to happen by a simple means than a complex means. And I use that basically to refute some of these theories about what happened on Malaysia 370. You know, that somebody took control of the airplane from the E&E Bay and, you know, flew it to Kazakhstan, or that, you know, the plane was taken to Diego Garcia where the government is conducting experiments. I mean, there's all sorts of nonsensical theories about what happened to Malaysia 370. And when I took on, you know, my theory about what happened to Malaysia 370, what I wanted to do was say, look, what do we know has happened that's similar to what happened here? Because if it's happened before, that already tells me it's possible, as opposed to, you know, somebody hijacked the plane using some sort of, you know, digital blah, 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 and flew it off to, you know, to parts unknown. That hasn't happened before, therefore it's less likely to happen. So really I use Occam's Razor to basically say, you know, what do we know could have happened? Mm-hmm. And that's where I start, that's my starting point for what happened to Malaysia 370, which I theorize about in my book.
There's a fascinating pictorial, too. A couple of things that really grabbed me was the crash of Helos Flight 522, where they failed to set the pressurization when they took off from Cyprus, which really began the checklist routine. The other thing was the Comet. You know, that always kind of got me. That plane had so many problems in the first 2 years, just falling apart in the air, even though it was a very uniquely styled airplane with the engines built into the wings. And I remember this as a child, when Secretary of the UN Dag Hammarskjöld was killed in a plane crash in 1961, and I didn't realize he was in a DC-6, kind of an antiquated piece of equipment for somebody that high up on the ladder.
Yeah, you know, they use charters. The UN has its own air service. Basically, they have a whole air operation which they fly dignitaries around, and these are not necessarily the newest aircraft. So, you know, I don't know the politics that go on in the UN, but I suspect that was the case back then as well. You talked about a number of different things in my book. I guess the one I'd like to talk about is the Helios 522, because it really is a remarkable story. And, you know, this was a case somewhat similar. I mean, this really is the building block for my theory about what happened in Malaysia 370. People don't know about Helios 522, and it's kind of a crazy story. The pilots took off from Cyprus, and they failed to pressurize the aircraft. And as it exceeded 12,000 feet inside, the masks dropped, and the pilots got a warning, but they were already mentally compromised, and they didn't actually respond the way they should have, which is to get that airplane back down to where people could breathe unassisted. Right. Instead, the airplane continued to fly, and the pilots tried to diagnose the problem, getting stupider and stupider with every minute. And when I say stupid, I mean because they didn't have enough oxygen to keep their brains working. So there they were, making stupid mistakes and errors in judgment as the plane continued to fly on automatic pilot, until finally they passed out.
Yeah.
And in the back, all these passengers with oxygen masks on also passed out. And the plane continued to fly until it ran out of fuel and crashed into a mountain. Now that's really, as far as I'm concerned, a blueprint of what happened on Malaysia 370, with some differences in the facts. But all all the other behavior of that airplane turning around, flying north, flying west, flying south, it makes no logical sense. And that's why I attribute that airplane accident, Malaysia 37, to a similar case of pilots being robbed of their ability to think because they didn't have enough oxygen.
Wow, fascinating stuff. Thanks, Christine, and we want to have you back.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Our guest has been Christine Negroni, the author of the book The Crash Detectives, investigating the world's most mysterious air disasters. The more you learn about flight, the more you feel safer. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Like Duran Seji today, all across the USA and around the world, I am very excited to talk to our next guest for many reasons, one of which is that a lot of people now are starting to plan their summer vacation. You know, they've been pent up for a long time, and 85% of adults say that they're planning a vacation. But because of the cost of flights, rental cars, hotels, you know, it's going to cost a few bucks. 40% of adults also say they cancel the vacation if current prices rise. Well, we have someone who's going to come to the rescue. She is known as the trusted travel girl, Valerie Joy Wilson. Hi, Valerie. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Valerie, all those problems that I mentioned there, how do we overcome them? Because, you know, it is an issue. I'm planning myself on a couple of trips, and I'm thinking to myself, what do I do? Do I fly? Do I rent a car? Do I take a scooter? Do I walk? What do I do?
To set the tone for what's going on in the travel industry right now, we have, of course, we have inflation that we're all fighting, but then we also have cut crews on these airlines. We have cut routes, so there's fewer flights to certain destinations. And then, of course, we have this revenge travel where everybody wants to travel right now. They all want to give it back to the pandemic. Everybody's been stuck home. They're looking for any excuse to travel. So now we have a demand without quite the supply. So really there's a lot of expenses in the travel industry right now. However, there's many great ways to pivot your trip and still find a deal. A lot of people are worried that they might cancel their vacation, and of course we don't want that after the last 2 years. So one of my favorite ways to travel right now is to rent an RV. There's a company called Outdoorsy. They have an awesome app. They have a great website. It has, like, no barriers to entry. It's very easy to use for first-timers. And it's a great way to pivot your vacation plans if maybe you were already priced out of hotels, because hotels have gone up 40% since last year. But the cost of an outdoorsy vacation has only gone up about $5 since last year. And the average rental of an RV is only $209. Now, it doesn't mean you have to spend $209 a night, but you you could find something even lower, more affordable, more entry level, or you could even, if you have a big budget, you could still have a luxury travel experience. You could rent one of those amazing coaches, and they're kind of like rock star tour buses. So really, you have the ability to not only pivot your vacation, but take full control over your vacation and have a luxury or, you know, a more toned down experience based on what you're looking for.
Valerie, I cannot believe you said that, because almost a year I have been looking at these things like crazy. In fact, I live across the street from a state park, and way in the back there's a beautiful setting for these big, beautiful coaches. And I even told my wife, I don't even mind if I rent a coach, drive across the street, half a mile from my house, and spend the time there, because it's such a relaxing atmosphere, such a friendly atmosphere, and kind of, the you know, a little community in itself. But those coaches are gorgeous. And it's got to be, when you consider the price of plane tickets and hotel accommodations, it's really got to be an economical way to go. And they're very easy to drive.
Yes, you don't need any special license for these. And then also, you're absolutely right. Well, it does sound like you had mentioned earlier, you might actually be taking a scooter to that park across the street since you just want to rent a coach and go across the street. But yeah, it's, you know, they can be very, very luxurious. They can be very easy. And one of the cool things is, you know, you were mentioning not even driving it, not even really going very far. You were mentioning putting it in the park across your street. Well, for somebody that doesn't want to drive it and doesn't feel comfortable, or maybe, you know, that's just not really their thing, 60% of these hosts will go set it up for you. So they'll go set it up. They'll get you, they'll not only tell you all the ins and outs of the RV and make sure that you're feeling comfortable, but they'll actually get you set up in any destination that you want. So you'll be able to pick like the most beautiful campsite or a great lake or a wonderful beach spot. And you know, the best thing is they're all local experts. So they're going to know the best places to put that RV in the destination that you're picking it up.
Several years back, I rented one and took it up to Branson, Missouri, where I was doing shows up there with Ed McMahon. And, and I took my two sons and my wife with me, and we had a ball. And on the way back, we stopped in Memphis, and we parked it across the street from Graceland, and we stopped in to see Elvis's home. It was just a great experience, and I want to do that again. Now, where are the best deals to get this? And tell us about this RSVPing for RVing.
Yes, well, lots of great opportunities. So to get those great deals, you know, you really just have to go on the app, go on the website, and check out some of the ones that are the best fit for you. But you were just talking about Memphis and Graceland, and I actually just was there last week, and that would be a great place to RV. But also, there's 25,000 RVs, and the platform is growing every single day across 4,800 cities in the U.S. So you're really able to not only go pick one up in your own backyard and maybe do what we're calling a nearcation, which is where it's not quite a staycation, but you're not really needing to drive too far. Maybe you're driving 3 or 4 hours to your destination. But you're also able to combine modes of travel, and you're able to hop on a plane and really go explore in depth any destination within the U.S. that you want to. And then, of course, Outdoorsy has these RVs in other countries, in Canada, in France. So you could go to Europe and you could have, say, Europe vacation without having to pay those crazy hotel prices. So there's really options to do this anywhere.
That's a great idea. In other words, if you want to go out to the Grand Canyon and see it, from my location, which is Orlando, Florida, I could fly out there, rent the RV, enjoy it, spend some time, fly back if I didn't want to drive. Since we're talking about vehicles on wheels, did you go to the Elvis Automobile Museum?
I did not get a chance. I was speaking at a conference on luxury travel, so I did not get to fully experience the entire area, but I will have to add that to my tips when I come back to that area.
You'll have to do that. So now, where can we go for more information on this, and even do, if you have to, a little price analysis, because all you got to do is call a few hotels, and those hotels' prices are out of sight.
You can find more information on the Outdoorsy app, of course, and that's where you'll be able to find all those awesome RVs and sort through the right one for you. And then, of course, you can find more travel information from me on trustedtravelgirl.com.
Great. This has been a real treat. I enjoyed you being here today, Valerie, and I hope that you come back and give us some tips for maybe the fall travel and into the holiday season as we get towards the end of the year. Give that website again, Valerie.
It's trustedtravelgirl.com.
Great. Valerie, thank you for joining us. We look forward to your return, and safe travels. Happy trails.
I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Our guest has been the Trusted Travel Girl. I like that. That's a nice title. Valerie Joy Wilson. How we could really make this summer one to remember and kind of avoid all of these high prices and not worry about canceling a vacation that you so well deserve. There's more to come live with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy Today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this hour, Christine Negroni, with a new book called The Crash Detectives, Valerie Joy Wilson talking about RVing, and I hope you enjoyed our tribute to the late Mickey Gilley, playing one of the last interviews that we did with my friend the Urban Cowboy. Next hour, Neil Giraldo will be here, his wife Pat Benatar, and they are both inducted into the Hall of Fame of Rock and Roll Class 2022. Kurt Smeet will be joining us with a new show called Children Ruin Everything. Brian Lazarte and Lee Hernandez will be joining us. They have a new show, too, called The Big Con, and we'll be talking about summer travel fun with Tomika Cherry. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy Today.